welcome to Dami's Lifestyle Podcast, and for now we'll be doing a stay-at-home series which is comprised of interesting topics, educational topics, and fun. Trust me, I love fun. Who doesn't love fun, really? I don't know. So stay tuned and please listen to every podcast I put out. Thank you. Hi guys, welcome back to Dami's Lifestyle Podcast, and today I'll be doing the very popular game of Never Have I Ever. Okay, so everybody has been seeing it around, and I was like, yeah, why shouldn't I just jump on this? And I decided to do that. So I have 19 questions to ask myself, and I hope it will be interesting. So the first one is, never have I ever shoplifted. I have actually shoplifted. We're at Balogun Market in Eko, and I was reading a storybook and I forgot to return it, so I took it home. When I got home, I was like, "Eh, Jesus Christ! I have already shoplifted that kind of thing." So to the second question, never have I ever been arrested. Would I call that an arrest? Because, well, me and my sisters, we passed one-way road like that. We didn't know it was one way in the evening. And they carried us to police station for like 3 hours. We cried, we begged, we did everything. Sadly, our parents were not around. So after the tears and everything, they should have released us, thankfully. Then third question, never have I stolen money from my parents. I think every child has done that while growing up. There was one time we scammed my mommy, big time scamming. Hey, if I tell you the gist, then you'll be looking at me like a thief. Don't worry. I'm changed now, by the way. So the fourth one is, never have I ever clubbed all night. I've not been to a club before, so no. Never have I ever been scammed online. No, I don't just touch everything, you know. Better be careful, be careful, be careful. Okay, seventh question, never have I ever been betrayed by my friend. I actually have. Trust me, it was very painful. Like, it went down to the deep of my soul, but I'm over it. Okay, so the eighth question, never have I ever witnessed a court proceeding. I have witnessed a court proceeding. As a law student, you would have witnessed a court proceeding. So the ninth one, never have I ever brought someone home to meet my parents. Hey, it's not time for marriage. I beg. Let's wait for marriage before we start to bring someone home to meet my parents. 10, never have I ever stopped remembering my first love or crush. Wow, that's very difficult. I don't know. Have I stopped remembering? And I still remember the person time to time. But, you know, you just have to let them go. The key word is what? Let them go. Let bygones be what? Bygones. Let them go. Move on with your life. Move on with your life. Move on with your life. You have a very great future ahead of you. And you have so many people to meet. And you have the one to meet. So, move on. The 11th question. Never have I ever cried during worship in church. Hey, when you hear songs like Ekweme, you are the living God, is there no one like you, nobody will tell you before you start crying. You say, if we cry, no ma. Number 12, never have I ever slept on the bus and I've passed my station. Okay, I've slept on the bus but passed my station. No, thankfully God has always put, God has always put people in the bus to wake me up. Like, sister, did you not see you're getting that grammar school? I remember during my SAT days, I would be coming home alone in the evenings and I would sleep off. Hey, it's God there to protect me, because I'll have my laptop with me, I'll have my phone, I'll have different things in my bag, and they won't steal it. I'll sleep off, someone wake me up, I'll get down, I'll go to my house every day. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Okay, so the 13th question, never have I ever had a crush on a friend's sibling. Hey, I've had. I did call her Joy. You know what we're saying. Deborah Bunny. I did have fine brothers. I've had crushes on them. Then 14, never have I ever had a near-death experience. I've had many near-death experiences, but there's one I would share. Okay, I think when I was 6, I cut my finger with blade and trust me, the blood that was flowing, instead of me to go and tell my parents that mommy, I've already cut myself, that I've cut myself. No, I was washing my hands, washing my hands, washing my hands, washing my hands. Trust me, it was terrible. I almost fainted, but God saved me. But now the finger is pretty useless. So then, never have I ever believed in a conspiracy theory. I even believed in the one that they said coronavirus was made by some men that wanted to take over the world. Never have I ever starved myself for the sake of losing weight. I have starved myself many times. Don't starve yourself. I repeat, don't starve yourself. It is risky. Please, you won't lose weight by starving yourself. Never have I ever been in love with my best friend. Okay, I have. I was claiming him to be my best friend. I was in love with him, more or less. But we're no longer best friends. We're just friends. Never have I ever done drugs. Nah. Say no to drugs. Say no to drugs. XXX. No to drugs. 19. Never have I ever been drunk. Nope. I've never tasted alcohol. So, nope. I've not been drunk. So, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Stay at Home series. I hope you enjoyed the other ones to come. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. Bye.